From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ugrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, August 10th, 2026. Nearly a month after an ICE agent shot and killed a Colombian man in Biddeford, a lawyer for the victim's family says he's seen no indication that the federal government is investigating the shooting. Ari Snyder has more.
Ben Gideon says his client, Carolina Rojas, the partner of Juan Sebastian Duran Guerrero, is cooperating with investigators at the state attorney general's office, sitting for interviews and making the car Duran Guerrero was driving available for inspection. But he says they haven't been contacted by any federal agencies, which he says is highly unusual.
Any high-profile fatality involving a federal agent is almost always investigated by the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice. They've essentially abrogated their responsibility to do that under the Trump administration.
Gideon says his law firm is also conducting its own investigation. The DOJ did not respond to requests for comment. A spokesperson for the Maine Attorney General's office said last month it would share information about the investigation when it is, quote, responsible to do so. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
State regulators have approved a plan for York Hospital to merge with Maine Health. York Hospital announced last fall that it could no longer operate as an independent hospital because of financial challenges, including labor and supply costs, and difficulty getting reimbursed by payers. In 2023, the hospital reported nearly $11 million in operating losses. That same year, it closed its birthing center. The state's approval stipulates that Maine Health can't close or relocate services in Southern York County for 3 years unless it provides 30 days' notice. The merger is expected to be completed October 1st. Leaders from both organizations say they're committed to a transparent transition. The Maine Center for Disease Control has identified 10 cases of cyclosporiasis linked to a multi-state iceberg lettuce recall. In an advisory issued Friday, the state CDC says healthcare providers should test for the parasite in patients with severe or prolonged gastrointestinal symptoms. The agency is also encouraging individuals to thoroughly wash fresh produce before eating, even if it's labeled as pre-washed. According to the U.S. CDC, there are more than 6,500 cases of cyclosporiasis across 15 other states tied to this outbreak. More than 270 people have been hospitalized and two have died. A lifeguard was dragged underwater by a white shark at Scarborough Beach State Park over the weekend. Darren Granada, the harbor master and marine resources officer for the town, says a shark grabbed hold of a rescue device that the lifeguard was strapped to and dragged him 5 or 6 feet underwater. The lifeguard shed the device and was able to swim safely back to shore. There have been multiple white shark sightings last week in Scarborough. Granada says the beachgoers should be aware of their surroundings if they do go in the water.
Over at Scarborough Beach and the other beaches, they're telling people, you know, don't go in more than, you know, hip or waist deep water. We're not seeing the sharks in like waist deep water. We're seeing them mostly in like 5 to 6 feet of water, 8 feet of water. But that doesn't mean that they can't come in that close.
Granada says the town is flying drones over the beaches and has monitors on jet skis and on shore surveying the water. Reed State Park in Georgetown closed its beaches to swimming today following multiple shark sightings. The Maine Department of Education released new data today that it says show student test scores on the state through-year assessment have been increasing since the spring of 2023. Maine Commissioner of Education Pender Macon acknowledges that test scores are just a small indicator of the health of the state's education system.
Really important to remind people that there's a great deal of context. When we ask, how are the kids doing? It's a really important question. How are schools doing? How are students faring? And a lot of numbers, you know, get lobbed around or have some staying power.
Macon says among the encouraging indicators are the fact that the four-year graduation rate is exceeding the national average and that career and technical education programs have increased enrollment by more than 20% since before the pandemic. A jury has found in favor of gunmaker Sig Sauer in a lawsuit filed by a Maine detective who says he was seriously injured after his pistol misfired. Somerset County Detective David Cole alleged that the gun was defective. Patty White reports.
When David Cole was executing a search warrant in 2022, he says his Sig Sauer P320 pistol discharged, even though his hands weren't touching it, striking him in the thigh, calf, and ankle. Cole and his wife sued the gun maker, alleging negligence and defective design and manufacturing. They sought damages for severe and permanent injuries, economic loss, and loss of enjoyment of life. But a U.S. District Court jury found in favor of the gun maker last week following a 9-day trial and deliberations that spanned 2 days. Sig Sauer has faced dozens of lawsuits over the safety of its P320 pistol, which is marketed to law enforcement agencies. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
After 2 decades of work, a 1.6-mile gap in the Eastern Trail between Saco and South Portland has been closed. Eliza Alexander of the Eastern Trail Alliance says it took persistence to finally connect the entire 16-mile uninterrupted off-road corridor between the two cities.
What has been so clear to me, stepping in and watching this community, is how many people were committed to this vision, and we're not going to give up, and we're going to continue to push forward.
The $7.5 million project built new bridges over the Nonsuch River and a rail line, along with new paved and unpaved trail. Supporters hope the connection offers more opportunity for recreation and commuting. The Farmer's Almanac released its annual long-range forecast for the upcoming winter last week. The Maine-based publication says the Northeast could face one of the season's most complicated winter patterns. Michael Livingston has more.
The Almanac says coastal communities could receive more rain or mixed precipitation, while inland areas could see several rounds of heavy, wet snow, especially in January and February. Almanac forecaster Caleb Weatherby wrote that residents should be prepared for forecasts to change quickly as storms approach throughout the season. The prediction matches the NOAA Climate Prediction Center, which says a strong El Nino is expected to bring warm winds through the end of 2026 and possibly into early spring of 2027. For farmers, those unpredictable cold snaps could stunt crop production. The Almanac has published long-range weather forecasts since 1818, using a combination of sunspot cycles, lunar position, tidal pull, and historical patterns. The exact formula is kept secret. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Michael Livingston.
And a partial solar eclipse will be visible from Maine Wednesday. Nikita Seni of the Versant Power Astronomy Center in Orono says, unlike the total solar eclipse of 2 years ago, only about a quarter of the solar disk will be covered.
You will not notice any dimness in light. You only really experience dimness and light when it's a total eclipse. Even if you can get a little bit of light coming from the sun, it can be incredibly bright.
That means the only way to observe the eclipse will be through special eclipse glasses or a telescope with a solar filter. The Astronomy Center in Orono will have a telescope with a solar filter, offering the public a chance to view the eclipse. It's set to begin Wednesday afternoon at 12:54 and will last for almost 2 hours. Seni reminds observers not to look at the sun without proper protection. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, threats to Maine's lakes. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.